And I know what I'm saying, sisters. There is no substitute in the spiritual life for controlling one's tongue. Now, the danger, as you know, is that a person will be so concerned about controlling his or her tongue, not to say what should not be said, not to fail in charity, patience, chastity, that you're liable to forget. This same tongue, however, is to be used in the practice of charity, in the practice of patience, in the practice of chastity. And, sisters, this is one reason that I've said now by maybe 25 times, write, WRITE, exclamation mark, write, because we are to master our thoughts. And we master our thoughts not only by controlling them from saying things with a mouth that are wrong. We master our thoughts to say what we should say. God has been very, very good to me from my earliest days in the religious life. My spiritual director, you call them spiritual fathers, told me to write. Because then we know and we are trained for the mind what we should not say, but also what we should say. I've been out of my mind to come to Calcutta and give a retreat and teach you people, unless this mind had been trained years and years to control. And I repeat, not just not to say what I should not say, but to say what I should say. And one sentence, sisters, one sentence can distort a person for life. Do you hear me? One sentence, that's all it takes. Okay, I'm so anxious to read these. I'll take one more. Father, what advice to give to diocesan seminarians who desire to enter religious life, for their bishops are in need of priests and would not be pleased with a transfer? Well, obviously, the diocesan priest has to make his decision before God. Now, bishops are in great need, as you know, of priests. One recommendation that I would make, and we are finishing here on Friday, today is Wednesday, right? And, sisters, as you know, there's just a mountain to cover. One recommendation that I have made to priests over the years. Do you know that there are what we call secular institutes for priests? Did you know that? And they are good secular institutes. One of my closest friends in the priesthood, yes, his name is Luther. His last name is Luther, and he is a direct descendant of the Luther family. He is a convert. Well, listen to this. Martin Luther, as you know, when he left the priesthood and the religious life, he married you know whom, an ex-nun. Catherine von Bora. They had 7 children. All 7 children married. But not one of those 7 had any children. As Father Luther tells me. Now, Martin Luther had a brother by the name of Henry. So Father Luther, whose first name is Benjamin Luther, he became a Catholic when he was about 20 years old. And he is a very good priest. We've known each other for 25 years. And he became a member of a secular institute of priests who do parish work. I would highly recommend that, because then they have the advantage of belonging to a consecrated life. At the same time, they can serve, for example, in a diocese or parish. So, now, if a priest, or better, seminarian, is studying for the diocese, and of course there are those who leave the diocesan seminary and enter the religious life. But I would say, my advice to those people is to pray and ask for grace. And here's the language I use, where, as far as you can tell God's will, where can you do more good for souls? More good for souls. Because a man may want to become a religious, because, well, for one thing, depending on the community, of course. It was a good community. You have regularity of life. You have good spiritual formation. And then there is a rule which stabilizes your life. The diocesan priests, sisters, have it very hard to live a good spiritual life. You've got so many people to take care of. And they cannot just cut off the telephone. Whereas if they are religious priests, then they're under obedience and they are protected. And over the years, I cannot tell you in how many ways my Jesuit superiors have protected me. I'm getting involved in things which I would have wanted to do, but under obedience, I did not do it. Let the priest pray, and would be a good thing. Sisters, first time I'm telling you this. You know, I'm sure, that we can make, lay people can make the 30-day retreat. Did you know that? And religious, I understand, am I correct? That you missionaries of charity can now make, am I correct? 30-day exercises? Have you made it yet? Don't wait too long. No. Once? Only once, eh? Oh. Say that again.
Once in a life.
Well, maybe the next chapter will make it twice. But there were so many people who wanted to make the 30-day spiritual exercises. I tried to do it personally. My letter, correspondence, and personal, consultation and counsel that I would give the people. but it got out of hand. 30 politicians in Washington asked if they could make the 30-day spiritual exercise. All politicians.